Season Avalon Players presenting The Comedy of Errors. Sure to be a fun night out.
Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327 or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com.
APS Packaging and Automation. APS automates bottling lines for wine and spirits. For more information, visit their website at aps-pack.com or call 707-757-7725.
Thank you. The following program has been pre-recorded from an earlier broadcast.
A very good Tuesday afternoon here on Good Vibes at 5, your Tuesday night guys at 5. I am Jason Gieselin, your host tonight. I'm flying solo tonight. John Myers is not with me. Hopefully he'll be back next week. And it got a little warm out there this afternoon. If you haven't been outside recently, you might be surprised. I was. I'd been in my office just before coming here, and it was warm. So that's nice. I hear it's going to be warming up throughout the week, which will be great. Got to do some nice weather during the week, then cooling off again for the weekend. So that
101.3 FM KSVY. Sonoma, good vibes at 5. Your Tuesday Night Guys at 5 live from the Tuesday Night Market right here on the Sonoma Plaza. I am Jason Gieselin.
Keith Bruno here.
And we don't have...
Ronnie Joe.
No, Ronnie Joe's here. He's
not
away.
Just but not by the mic.
We don't have Sonoma Sam, so I hear you're going to sing instead. Is that correct?
That is absolutely not true.
Oh, really?
I'll sing you a little ditty. Welcome to the Farmer's
that.
Market.
I had put like 4 minutes of singing in the schedule.
Jason, I need to bring my guitar.
You're not able to sing.
Oh, well, okay. You don't want what I'm going to sing. It'd be Dirty West Side.
Anyway, we are Good Vibes at 5 right here at the Farmer's. That's just so... They call it a simple Tuesday Night Market.
There's
still
change,
farmers.
Right? Yes, there
There's
are.
There's still lots of vegetables and fruits. Yeah. Good-looking vegetables and fruits today.
I just saw some corn walk by.
Someone walked by with two ears of corn in her hand.
Just two ears of corn. That's all she needed.
Ready to go home?
Yep.
I mean, that's all you need, really.
It's beautiful that you could walk to your house from the Sonoma Plaza.
Strawberries.
Life is good.
All the berries are here, so yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have some wines from...
Yes.
I have it right here. I had it on my phone a minute ago.
Grand Scheme Wines. Grand Scheme Wines.
Yes. Excellent.
Oh, Ronnie.
Your mic is
Hello, Ronnie, on. You're so quiet.
Now it's on, Ronnie.
Hello,
hey.
Ronnie.
Ronnie Joe Group is here with us as well.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Jason.
It's a lovely evening here at the market.
Thanks for your patience with a little bit of technical...
Yeah, we started a little late.
Yeah, we had a little stream issue, but we're up and running.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about that.
Yeah,
well... It's hard to just don't talk about technical things.
Well, no, I just... Because we didn't get started until almost a quarter after, so just in case.
Oh, was it that late? Yeah.
You know what? Someone was like, I'm going to...
People highly anticipate.
Yes, today at work, someone was like, oh, really? You guys do that? I'm going to tune in at 5, and he was like, what is this?
Yeah, so
it happens once in a while.
Yeah.
There were secret codes that weren't saved correctly.
Software decides to do its own thing sometimes. But hey,
yes.
But our crack team back at headquarters was able to work it out for us. The big
so
gorilla
you a text
team.
Message. I saw you transferring data from
back and
your
forth.
Phone into the laptop.
Kept
the
our cool, and here we are.
The fact that we get on the air with this little equipment. I mean,
I know.
We don't have a giant truck with a satellite dish on top like you would see. Years ago in radio, we got a laptop, we got a cell phone.
Yeah.
And
my cell phone plays the music.
You play cell phone? Yeah, music.
Really nice playlist.
And this phone here is what sends it back.
It's not even an iPhone, too. It's like an Android. We don't even know how to work those things.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a great night tonight. A little quiet. The crowds are not real thick on the plaza, so.
Not yet, but we always
say thinking of coming down, come on down. There's definitely seats. To be had.
Like 10 minutes later, it's going to be a packed lawn.
That's true, but until then, come on down.
There's a lot of space left. Yeah, it's going to be a great
music
night.
All your regular
too.
Food trucks are here, the Butcherman and Hot Monk.
Yeah.
Tri-Tip. Mm-hmm. And there's an ambulance. Again, they don't serve any food in the ambulance.
Oh, you don't want what they're serving on there.
No food for
no.
the ambulance.
Let's see, we had Gerard's Paella. You can also get
the baker is here, of course, with his bread and
yum.
Maybe pizza. So I guess he does pizza sometimes. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
If it's always or just some days. But anyway, come get some bread, get some paella, some Thai food.
Have a little bit of everything.
Ice cream. I didn't see them, but I'm sure Sweet Scoops is here.
They should
be. I had
their
ice cream over the weekend. It's really good.
When you walk by that store, that waffle cone smell, I'm sorry, that's
the
best smell.
I love the waffle. Yeah.
You could ever smell in your life.
I could just eat a waffle cone. I don't even necessarily need the ice cream in it.
Oh, look at us. We're such foodies.
I would just eat a waffle cone if the occasion struck.
I agree, especially right out of the waffle iron.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yum. Oh, man.
So
there's also music tonight. So it's, I remember these guys from last year. Is it Vive Entrada or is it Vive Entrada?
Vive, I think.
Thank you. And they're going to be on the lawn, so that's in front of the community.
Right, they're acoustic on the lawn in front of City Hall.
And then also in the Grinstead Theater, it's Spirology. It's an Afro-Cuban jazz band.
Sounds fun. I heard them tuning up earlier. I got here fairly early tonight, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have a group of people I regularly
That's true.
Get a table with.
And I did see your friend in the paper.
And the guy who normally gets a table was not available, so I came down, but someone already had it. And they were tuning. I heard them tuning their flute.
Really?
Which I didn't know you had to tune a flute.
I did not know
but
how.
They were definitely were playing the scale da-da-da-da-da-da-da on their flute, so.
And you know your friend Manuel, he was in the paper the other
day. Ah, Manuel, of course, yes.
So I want to shout that out because I believe you sip a little wine with him after Farmer's Market. He comes
Once
by here
in a while,
says hi.
Manuel
and
is
I
the,
love his spirit and his
the muse of the community center this
Thank you.
This coming weekend,
That's
I believe.
What it was. Yes, and he had a lovely picture in the paper.
I believe it's Saturday. Yeah.
And he hates to be talked about, so that's why I brought him up. And Manuel, you're a really, really awesome contributor to the town, and
yes,
we love
indeed.
Your energy and your aura and all of that. So So thank you.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice night out here at the market, so come on down to town, folks. If you're thinking about it, you should.
You should.
If you just aren't sure, just come.
If you're on the fence, today's a really good day to come. I mean, there's lots of babies here, lots of families.
Yeah, baby just walked by. There's I think some kettle corn.
Of course.
Always love the kettle corn. So
Chef Kingston from...
We are live on the radio, absolutely. Good old-fashioned broadcast radio.
Chicken over there and oxtail.
Yes, I saw him earlier. He said he did have oxtail.
Yum. We got Picasso Cafe over there. Burgers. There's a lot of other things that you don't know that's back there. Costa's Tacos, that Donnelly has tacos. They have burritos, too.
And they do, and they have, they don't have, there's another vendor that has
the
spiral potato chips.
Oh.
Where they spin the whole potato and slice it.
I didn't see that here yet. That's here?
I think so.
Delicious.
It was 2 weeks ago.
And you know what's good about that is you can take it home if it gets cold and throw it in your air fryer.
Yes.
And it's like back to normal.
You could totally bring those back to life and they'd be just as good.
Totally. And the thing is I know everyone hates on air fryers, but an air fryer is basically an oven you don't have to preheat.
Well, yeah, it's a convection oven really is what it is.
Yeah, thank you, scientist Jason.
So,
that's
very cool.
Yeah, come on down, everyone. Supermom.
We should have the winery of the week coming by any time.
Yes.
Mark, actually, he came by while we were having trouble getting on the air, and so I don't know, maybe he's just going to give us one chance.
They're chilling the wine to make it optimal cold.
Mark might have just said, that's it.
Oh, no.
One chance is all they get.
You know, we would have gone up there and stormed his castle if that would have happened.
Well, Ronnie Joe is not here, so he may have gone down to...
That's true.
...to beg them to come back.
We're all here alone. Strangers off the street are talking to us. Oh, my gosh, there's Gretchen.
There is Gretchen from Finish Line Moments.
Yes, we are live on the air. Why don't you put
I'll turn on your mic and we can say hello.
I literally just took my headphones off. So.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because you're the one.
Your show leads into ours. You wrap up at 5, and when things go right, we go on the air at 5.
That's right.
Today was on the later.
See, it's almost right.
You know, it is. Finish Line Moments, correct?
Yes.
What was your theme today?
I spoke with, first of all, it was delightful because he has a very heavy accent of the Ireland variety.
Oh, I love it.
And he does active release technique. So it's the most painful massage you always wanted.
Oh.
So you go in there with an injury.
What that means, but
yeah,
I like
so
the idea.
It's the magic is in the thumbs. And it's also in his accent and the way he builds rapport. So I started working with him a number of years ago. He does hurling. Yes. Have you ever heard of hurling?
I've heard of curling.
Hurling with an H.
Never heard of that.
It is the national Irish sport in addition to Gaelic football. Yes, it's a bit of a cross between lacrosse and field hockey.
It's
very swift, very fast. If you like it, they do sometimes. There's leagues all over this country, and they often play tournaments at Treasure Island.
That's a fun spot. That's a spooky, cool,
island of rugby out there.
Yeah.
Awesome
and there's actually, you wouldn't know it unless you're looking for it, but there is the Gaelic Football Agency or Association of the Bay Area.
Is it like rugby, or will they kill me for saying that?
I think Gaelic football is probably the one that's more like rugby, and then hurling. They have, the first time I was in his practitioner's office, I saw the ball, and I asked if he played Quidditch.
So it's round?
Yes. Or small and round.
Or like a, okay.
Oh, okay.
And then the stick looks a little bit like...
A broom?
A broom with a little lacrosse flavor to it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the national sport of Ireland. Every boy plays it.
I've never heard it described. I've heard the phrase. I've heard the name of the sport. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard it described, so cool.
You got a massage from him?
No, so he, it's none of it's a massage.
We can't have massages on the air, I believe. I think that's a rule.
Did someone do that and get in trouble?
I believe that's a rule.
So he was, he's down in Solana Beach, San Diego area, and he has this business called Ascension Performance, and the way he always has people end up in his office is someone says, I have a guy. So that's how it happened with me. I was sitting with a friend, and I was in abject pain in my foot. Said, I don't know that I'm going to run again. And she said, I have a guy you need to go see. So
it's a very universal phrase.
It is, right?
Whatever you're looking for.
And so I went into this guy named Kieran Lane, and he's really great. He's like, what's your goal? What do you want to be doing? and what hurts.
Just want to walk.
Right.
Really.
Exactly.
At that point was all you were looking for, right?
Yeah.
The chance to run, maybe nice. But...
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, to tie it all back to Sonoma, as we love to do, is that was in the beginning of 2022, and I was in total pain. I couldn't walk barely, and I was struggling with running. And through consistent work with him, I ran that year's Napa to Sonoma race in July. Not only did I run it pain-free, but we had set a goal to run pain-free in October, and I ran pain-free 3 months early.
Nice.
Because of the work with him.
I like pain-free.
Yeah.
We should make stickers.
Yeah.
So, so did he, like, put his thumbs in your foot?
So what he does is he's – we talked about it on the show today. You know that meme or that scene in The Hangover where Zach Galifianakis goes down into the casino and he's got all those algorithms and equations and he's, like, thinking through the whole thing? And
totally.
That's what it's like working with Kieran. Like, he basically – he's like, okay, what hurts? And he digs in a little bit there, but he connects it to, like, oh, your foot's connected to this part of your body.
Yeah.
And then goes in with the thumbs. You get the pain sweats. I taught him that it's possible for people to swear in hieroglyphics.
Oh.
I've never sworn so much in my life as I do in sessions with him.
Crazy.
And then he pulls you out into the parking lot, and he's like, now go try run again. And then he tweaks a little bit more, or he sees what your gait is like, and that's that Zach Galifianakis part.
Wow.
And then he just keeps tweaking.
Yeah. So cool.
It's
have you ever gotten a tattoo?
A lot of them.
So have you noticed with tattoos, like when they're just doing your arm, you can feel in the tip of your toe?
Yes.
And like the back of your knee. It's
yes.
like all the nerve endings connecting.
100%.
And everything's connected.
I've never had a tattoo, so
Jason,
I understand that idea, though.
Yeah, like in your
eyebrow. I fully understand how that could
like
happen,
like they'll
yeah.
hit something in your leg and it goes to your eye.
I have a friend
right.
who...
right.
No.
A friend who does... she does physical therapy, but she's mm-hmm. got this intuitive kind of things like, I'm going to press on your... wrist here,
yes.
but it's going to fix problems in your neck. And it's
yes.
like, what? And it's like, oh, it did.
Right,
believe
right. Oh, yeah. I mean, he started out working on my foot, but then because he, like, does that tweak and then he has you go out to the parking lot and he, like, watches from behind and
yeah.
you know he's
yeah.
seen it through his
yeah,
algorithms.
My friend does the same thing.
And wow. then he said, you know, he's like, oh, we have hip issues to work on. I was like, I came in here with a foot thing. He's like, we got hip issues. And what was so brilliant, and I had forgotten about this until he and I started talking today, is I had gone to a regular doctor, and I said, hey, my foot hurts. And she didn't put her hands on me. She
right.
didn't, like, even have me take my shoe off. She goes, you're a runner? I was like, yeah. She's like, you have plantar fasciitis. Don't run for a year, and then maybe we'll do an x-ray. I'm like, excuse me?
If you push a little further, she'd probably be giving you some drugs.
Right, exactly.
If you wanted them.
Right, exactly.
If you looked like you were looking for drugs.
Wait,
I'm right?
taking notes,
you.
Jason.
And instead, here's this guy who's like, not only are we going to fix the initial acute pain, but we're going to solve the bigger long-term
yeah.
problem.
I'm like, off
let's
the air, can I get his number, please?
Let's just look at you and
yeah,
see
no,
what exactly is going on.
It's impressive. And then and even his expertise is all in that stuff. And so you just kind of trust because you're getting this education at the same time.
Right.
You're able to start using your body different. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a really fun session. We got through maybe a third of what I wanted to talk about. So he's already committed on air to come back.
Excellent.
I love that, the on-air commitments. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's like,
yeah.
I have it. It's on transcript.
Exactly.
You can't get out of it.
That's notarized. That counts.
Sheriff just arrived on a motorcycle.
That's not going to protect
us. We haven't had the motorcycle. It's
no.
always been cars and SUVs.
Oh. Is it a special occasion?
I don't know. But
it's
nice
like,
to have the sheriff. It's always good to have the sheriff here. Hey, Kim.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is nice,
by.
But I think it's like a barrier, but, like, that's not going to do much.
And no one's going to try and run us over.
No,
really,
they're not.
Are
no.
You're right. Oh, I see
so
wine coming.
Here comes Mark. And
Hello, Mark.
Gretchen,
hello,
you want to taste wine with us?
I am trying to... Oh,
okay.
I have to try that one
oh,
because
okay,
that's one
wow,
of the ones that we got for the Napa to Sonoma race. They were one of our
excellent.
Pouring partners.
Pass out wine glasses here, Kate.
Love
one
it.
For
love
you,
it.
One for Gretchen.
Two for me, none for you.
I have my own. And
Jason, thanks for always bringing glasses. I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, I did
that.
Not check my notes. So I don't know who these people are.
Oh, no, we are...
Grand Scheme. You are... Oh,
they're,
yeah, mic is on.
They are
with
on
the
course.
Over
they're
it.
Actually on the half marathon course.
Excellent. Good uh-huh. afternoon. Right up to the mic. Good. You are.
Tom and Chris are right behind me. We'll trade off as needed because we're on one mic and one mic only. But we'll
just
we'll
take
make it work.
Mine. I don't need to talk.
That's right.
Sounds great. So your wine is called Grand Scheme Wine.
That's right. In the grand scheme of things.
What are we starting with here?
We are starting with a little bit of 2023 Chardonnay.
Okay.
Estate organic fruit. This is stainless, so we let the throat speak for itself that year.
I love that.
It was a big year. Larger Chardonnay in context of flavor concentration, but really nice citrus fruit, good minerality, and awesome acid-driven
I like
finish.
That it's not too buttery.
Excellent. Yes.
It's very nice.
We are, if buttery is over on this side of the spectrum, I'm holding up my right
you guys
hand.
You're by the Sauvignon Blanc party. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's really tasty. So I'm not the wine person. Jason is. I'm just the comedy.
It's really nice.
I swear to
nice
God.
Acidic. It's Carneros. It's,
it is Carneros.
Very cool. What's the story with you? Why the heck do you make wine?
Why the heck do we make wine?
Exactly. That's my question.
So I've been in the business for a little bit under another brand, doing our urban winemaking thing with a few partners. Ended up moving up to Sonoma and literally planting roots, as they say, back in 2018. Bought our property in 2014. So we've been in Sonoma for a little bit. But now we're on our fourth vintage this year, so we're super excited. And, Pinot and Chard. When in Rome, Carneros is that cool climate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Although we've had this market season, we've had a lot of Carneros Sauvignon Blancs.
Oh, really?
Which I worked for Buena Vista for a long time, so pioneers in Carneros, and we always were told, you can't grow Sauvignon Blanc here, but now it's like, apparently you can, because they were delicious.
Absolutely. And you always say good things about Carneros. In my brain, I always hear you saying that is like kind of like the best. I'm doing the best of Jason's in my mind, and I always hear you say Carneros.
It gave me a job for a long time out there in Carneros.
Oh, you're biased.
So.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
it's amazing out there.
It was.
Do you think the wind has anything to do with it?
Like the wind, the down? Cool, most of the cool. Fog, I think, more. Mm. The wind just is coincidental, I think. Yeah. I don't think grapes benefit or...
Wait, I should be asking Tom.
I guess, yeah. But, I mean, I don't think...
No, I want to hear it from you guys.
I don't think there's any good or bad for grapes from wind. But okay. There just happens to be wind out there.
Yeah, well, the wind helps shut down the vines a little bit.
Okay.
So it extends hang time, extends the growing season. And with, we call terroir. We're trying to produce terroir to everyone's that cool French word. And exhibit time, place in a bottle, soil types, climate, topography, and ultimately where the winds blow. And we get... interesting crosswinds, both from San Pablo Bay and also Petaluma Gap. So we're in this interesting, fun little circle of wind.
Yes. Very cool. Where are the wines physically made?
We are actually moving production up here for this vintage over on 8th Street. So we were doing our urban winemaking thing under my other bond in the city. And we're now officially...
That's kind of wrapping up as I hear it.
Yes.
Treasure Island?
No. More in the Bayview. So.
Okay.
But the urban winemaking trend is, I'm sure it'll come back. So
right.
We're excited to see it come back. We're excited for the producers to continue their thing. And we're going to be hyper-local, not only in time and place and physical location here in Carneros, but also production. So really excited.
So much wine made out there in the nondescript, generic area that is 8th Street East here in Sonoma.
Yes.
Whole heck of a lot of wine made out there.
Yes.
Very cool. What should we taste next? Some rosé, I guess.
Yeah. Let me down the Chardonnay with you.
Yes.
Right, that's
yes,
what
good
I
idea.
Did. That's why.
Okay. Someone's interested in the wine.
So we'll be pouring you. Producer here. Perfect.
So we'll be pouring you some rosé of Pinot.
Pinot
2024. We'll pass the bottle.
Excellent.
Not get anything on it.
I can read.
Actually, the equipment is fairly resistant to wine spill. So, a Pinot Rosé.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was bottled in 2024.
Here comes Nora from
left of the dial.
Bottled just in March. So,
okay.
We decided to split off and continue our wine program with a third SKU. So, we're doing a little, mostly 115 in this as far as the clone for the clonal geeks, and a little Pomard for.
You said third SKU, so you only make three labels.
Right? Well, Pinot Chard, you can do...
No, that's why.
You can do two things or 12 things with Pinot and Chard. But I have a trick on my sleeve for you.
So many wineries make too much wine and then don't know what to do with it at the end of the year.
True.
You're much better off just making a couple of things and... and being sure you can sell them. 100% direct-to-consumer?
We are. That's how we started out the brand a little over 9 months ago. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we're the new kids on the block, and Chrissy can tell you a little bit about our tasting room over in Glen Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so we are in. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here.
So we are in a joint tasting room called Passaggio & Company Wines. So we're just in Glen Ellen in the mill at Jack London Village. So there's six of us total. We've been in there since about February, so you can try our wine.
It's beautiful over there.
So nice.
So I grew up in Glen Ellen. I have a, I'm partial to over there.
I love it there. It's nice and sunny on our, little corner, and there's, lots of greenery. There's outdoor space. There's live music on the weekends. Mm-hmm. You can bring your dog.
Kid-friendly. Food-friendly.
Very important.
Yes, outside food-friendly.
Do you get cake from my friends? Or Beth and Kurt?
If you're there at the right time, you get to see the cakes go out on a Saturday afternoon, which is actually one of my favorite things to do, is watch those beautiful wedding cakes go by.
Yes, they do. We had Schirmeister a couple weeks ago, and they actually do a pairing of cake with cake from Flower and Bloom.
That's a great idea.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're there every day, most days?
The tasting room's open Thursday through Sunday.
That's pretty logical these days.
Yeah, we're typically there on the weekends.
Cool. And live music Saturdays and Sundays.
You read my mind. I was just thinking music in my head. It's like you were channeling my brain.
This town loves music.
There's an awesome outdoor patio, too, where sometimes the musical acts go out. And, we're evolving kind of the storyline there with our partners. And, more exciting things to come. Besides the, 15, 20 wines available?
Yes. So if you don't like Pinot and Char, don't worry. There are many other options there.
Sure. No, it's really a neat concept out there. You're all just kind of friendly and helpful and work together. And it's a great spot.
It's good camaraderie.
Absolutely. And it's the trend right now with wineries keeping things going.
Yes.
And momentum moving. So we want to make sure that we're also, giving something interesting back to the community. And, all the wineries are helping each other, which is exciting too.
Yeah.
That's so important. That's what keeps it going.
Cool.
I mean, we hear a lot of wineries are like, oh, I didn't get enough of this grape this year. Hey, if you give me so much of this, I'll give you some of this. It's a cool blending partnership, which I've been kind of hearing over our farmer's market wine tasting times.
No, wineries are, they're all,
family,
for the most part, helping and help out each other.
Yes.
So, what did you do before you decided you wanted to make wine?
I made wine, so I knew how to make wine. So that was the first step. I did some studies at UCD, practice under sort of the custom crush virtual world of a winery. We still work. We work this grand scheme, and we work our day jobs as well. So.
Oh, wow. Sounds like us, Jason. We're volunteers for the radio.
It's a transition, and we'll hopefully at some point be full-time in this. We wanted to start the story with hyper-local wines, very terroir-driven, hyper-focused, really curate the story, right?
Yeah.
We live on property. I do all the cultivation. We oversee all the aspects of production, and we want to make sure that what hits your glass is quality. And
you wake up in the middle of the night when the thermometer tells you it's a little cold, and you have to go out and see what's going on. Actually,
I don't worry about that.
It doesn't happen much in our narrows. Yeah.
About your what? Worry about what?
I worry about heat.
You guys must be stoked this
We
summer.
Are.
Yes.
It's been a great summer.
Oh, my gosh. What is it going to do for your, wines? How's it going to change it, you think? Do you know yet?
Yeah, so 2023, which is in your glass now, the Pinot, that was...
Good segue. You're hired.
That was probably the coolest year we've experienced since we've been in the Carneros. Long hang time, very acid-driven finish. I'd say this is a Pinot drinker's Pinot. Carneros in a glass. I don't think it got above, 75 at some point during the summer.
That is delicious.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And, 24 was a little bit different. It was sort of a hurry-up-and-wait moment where we had, hundreds, if you remember, in July, and then coasting into harvest. And this has been a little bit more predictable in context of approaching harvest. We had a little bit of heat in the last couple of weeks, which was nice to ripen the fruit. And now I think this week we're settling down, and hopefully no 100s are in our vicinity. I'm being selfish,
right? No, I think not.
Don't say weird feeling. November's going to be like hot during Thanksgiving. I have
November?
A weird yes, in my bones, Jason. I don't know what it is because where
I'm
did
not,
our where
I'm not okay with November? That.
Me neither. Just think Thanksgiving by the pool.
So no, this is delightful classic Carnero spice.
Yep,
almost cola. Cola to it. It's really tasty.
Yeah, wow. I think with Carneros too, you also get a little bit of that umami flavor, like black tea, Earl Grey finish, a little bit of, I would say, citrus notes too. One wine reviewer said, like, lime, raspberry. I don't know
that's something
that.
I would
lime
say.
Lime and a Pinot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But Earl Grey.
He did score it well, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. But,
you're like, hey, man, whatever floats your boat. Hey, so where did you guys come up with the name Grand Scheme? We might have talked about it earlier when you just came on, but where did that name come from again?
We couldn't think of anything else.
Come on.
Well, we didn't want to be tied down to a physical location, someone's name, a type of bird or a flower.
So smart.
So we said, let's use this as sort of a palette that can work for whatever also the wine brings each year. So that's going to be what climate, topography, terroir give us, and
grand scheme.
And it was our grand scheme.
Yeah.
Wait, a scheme, isn't that, like you said, isn't that have to do with topography and, like, landscape development, like a scheme, like a schematic, or am I going too far?
You could say that, which is why we have a map on the background of Shellville.
Wait, what? See, I didn't even know that.
You hit it on the head.
Didn't
so
know
there's a
look
fine detail of where our location
I
is.
I do see that. I
background.
See it on the front, or... Here, I see like a map, like a...
Exactly. And if you really, really squint your eyes, you can probably find our house right in the middle.
That's all. Yeah, do you guys have a pond over there? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
That's really cool.
You said Thursday through Sunday, just people can stop by or like appointments or...
We can do appointments just to do a full lineup of our tasting. We are also there during the weekends, like we said, Thursday through Sunday, live music, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Very nice.
I'm sorry, what was the... It's. I don't want to call that a rosé. What's the one on your right over there, Tom?
That is a rosé of Pinot Noir.
Oh, thank you. Okay, rosé. That's... Okay, rosé of Pinot Noir. I'm just Carnero. Putting it in my notes.
And to give you a little bit of a sneak preview of how we're evolving our program, we're going to do a Blanc de Blanc releasing, hopefully, this winter-ish.
Why does that sound
fancy.
Like champagne-ish to me?
That is champagne.
It is, yeah.
It's just, you know, we aren't supposed to call
right.
it champagne
sparkling
when
wine.
It's made here in California. Going to have
that.
It finish up at Rack and Riddle?
No, we're working actually with Remy and team over at Fruit Modeling. They were gracious enough to accept our minimums of the minimums. So
just hit the minimum.
Yeah. But Method Champenoise.
And again, as I said, make what you can sell. Don't make too much.
Exactly.
Yes. You're better off selling out once in a while than than being buried in tired inventory.
You are absolutely right. And that's why our Pinot and Chardonnay are going to be our flagship. Continue that program. You'll see it around town on a few lists. And then some of these more special lots that we experiment with will be more club or allocation or tasting room.
Very nice.
Delicious. This was
very good
wine tonight.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite thing to eat with this last one?
Oh, yeah. We always ask that with the Pinot.
Yeah.
How about just one. What's available here at Farmer's
Market?
That's a tough
Farmer's Market food.
Farmer's
Market food. Name in any of the wines, what would you have with any of your wines here at the market?
I think the Pinot. Go ahead, Chris. You have an
idea. I was just going to say, we're right next to the charcuterie cheese plate. So that would go really well with my Chardonnay.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And then for me, the Pinot, I'm staring at Gerard's Paella
across the street.
Good call. So I think that would be a perfect combination.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes. Come on down. Cool. It's going to be, you know what, if you come down the plaza, it's definitely a different prize.
When the sparkling wine is available, corn dogs might be a nice match with sparkling wine. But until then,
I'm looking at the oyster.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Or
yes,
our friends,
our friends right next door
here doing the Greek food.
Tom, you sold me. It's amazing Greek food.
Yeah.
The dolmas, the grape leaves wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
That's
be nice with this Pinot.
A little
tannin in the grape leaves, a little tannin in the Pinot.
They might be using Pinot leaves.
You know what? That is so cool to make that kind of
thing. Let's ask.
We're going to ask.
Hey, go over and ask them what kind of grape leaves.
Well, first of all, we have a little language barrier, but we love them. We just go, yes, we love you too.
I don't speak fine English.
I know. I'm just trying to make good radio, Jason.
I screw up English often. So.
I do too.
Yes. Delicious Grand Scheme wines.
Yes.
You're up at Jack London Village in Glen Ellen.
That's it.
People can visit.
It's so pretty. It's so nice. Like, it, not only is it just a great place to, like, taste wine, but I grew up there, and I love the creek and the smells. Like, the blackberries are out right now, and you can kind of just, like, open your nose and take it in and take a glass. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a partial.
We encourage visitors to go take a hike. Not literally, but take a hike literally. Jack London. And then nice. Come share some wine with us.
Absolutely.
Love it.
You're there till 5 or 6, something like that, time-wise?
5.
Yes. Yeah. 11 to 5, 10 to 5.
11
like
to
that.
5, yeah. And it's 12 to 5 on Sundays.
Perfect.
So we're looking to extend a little bit of our hours here and there. During the summer, we participated in the Chamber's Friday night flights a couple
yes.
of times.
Yes.
We have one more to go on the last Friday of August. So if you're around and looking for wine between 5:30 and 7:30, stop by.
Stop in. And otherwise, stop by tonight here on the plaza.
Yes.
These wines are available by the glass.
Yes.
Here
great
from
value.
The Chamber of Commerce booth on the west side of City Hall.
Yes. Absolutely.
Get your compasses out, everyone.
Yes.
Well, it's not like, I mean, there's only two sides of City Hall,
I'm just
really.
So
you
bad
can.
At directions. Be like, never eat shredded wheat. Okay, north, east, no. Okay, there we go.
Okay. I get that one. Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. Great. Thanks for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you so much
thank
for having
you
us.
Yeah.
Thank
delicious.
You.
What a
great.
Treat. As always.
Do you have a song lined up, Kate?
Oh, my gosh.
We haven't played
never,
any music
we
tonight.
And we usually have played a couple.
I know.
All right, let's do, we're going to do Dance Under the Sun by Off the Wally.
91.3 FM, KSDY, Sonoma. Thank you. 91.3 FM, KSVY,
my heart's beating so fast.
I am Jason Gieselin, and Congressman Mike Thompson is here with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Wonderful today. Beautiful Farmers' Rate.
Nice to be here. So what's going on in Washington that we should know about?
Well, the good news is everyone in Washington is home for their summer work period.
Ah, yes.
And yep. As you know, this summer work period was a little longer than most because instead of dealing with the big issue of the day, the Epstein files, the speaker sent us all home a week early.
Right. You think there's really just one copy of those? I mean, someone's got a copy of those somewhere.
You know, I'd never really followed this and had very little interest, but clearly what's happened is the president has poked the bear, and the bear is awake.
Yeah.
And people want to see it.
And who knows what's going to happen from there.
Well, it should be released. You know,
yeah. So. I mean, as it, someone's got a copy. It's not, there's not just one copy, so it's out there.
I can't believe we can talk about this for now. I feel so spicy.
We can.
We're in it. Right. I've been watching the news and seeing, you know, trying to filter out what's here nor there. It's kind of hard as a person like me to know where to go to find the right information out there. Mike, like, what do you think? Where do you go for your, like, oh, I mean, of course you go to Washington to find out all your information.
He's got all kinds of people like, they can ask.
Exactly.
But
for someone like me, you know, I'm watching Cron 4. I'm watching, you know, looking online, looking at every single platform to find my truth in the whole thing. You know, like, it's kind of hard to find it.
I can tell you I read a host of newspapers every morning, everything that's local in our district, as well as the national papers, The Post, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal.
Wow,
and
that's a lot of reading.
It is.
Oh, man.
And a lot of it, to be quite honest, is skimming. And, you know, so you skim through and you
first couple paragraphs, and then you've got what's going on.
Or you find out if there's something you're really interested in, you do a deep dive on that. I have access, and I watch some TV news. I watch PBS. Sadly, that's going away.
Yes,
it
is.
And I think that is tragic.
It is tragic.
Especially for rural areas.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. Is there are parts of the country where it's not viable to broadcast without that PBS money.
Correct. And then, you know, I have access to a lot of sources because of my job. I can go to the Congressional Research Service. I can go directly to agencies. I have in my committee space, the Ways and Means Committee, and I'm the tax guy, the ranking member on tax, and the second to the ranking member on health care. So we have access to any data, any information I need there.
You can ask, and people will tell you.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Power.
Not always. Very cool.
That's amazing.
Are you also hearing a lot of concern about this militarization of the Capitol?
Right.
The president's talking about other cities. They tend to be very particular cities with a particular demographic. Can you comment on that some?
Yeah, I think people are concerned. They have a fear of authoritarianism, and it feels a lot like that. The Washington stuff is interesting. I know it was done before where they had a lot of crime around the Capitol, and they expanded the jurisdiction for the Capitol Police, and it worked fairly well.
I was reading that like all-time low, or at least an incredible drop in crime, so it's not lining up with the concern and the rhetoric coming out of the White House.
Big drop in crime. No one from the Washington, D.C. Government has asked for this intervention, so it's what he does best. Is he inserts himself, he's provocative, his demographic likes that, and the hell with what the local government or state governments are asking for.
Wow.
Did you just land here at the market?
I was just up the street. I visited a local business that is fairly new, and I was at the clinic hearing they're very concerned. For a number of reasons, the impact this is having on a very important part of our community, the immigrant community, and the tremendous cut in health care and how that's going to affect everybody.
I know you were here, maybe it was last month. You're here often, and we appreciate that.
You come back to the district almost every week, don't you?
I come back every weekend.
Wow.
I missed two this year. I had pneumonia one day.
Okay. We'll let you off.
I'll
that's okay, I guess.
And the other, I was doing, I'll take off my official hat and put on my political hat. I was doing a fundraiser for some of my Democratic colleagues who were trying to raise some money to make sure they could get elected.
Nothing wrong with that.
Very cool.
I agree.
Keep it coming. Like, is there another reason why you like to come to Sonoma? Do you like our food and our wine?
Oh, no? This one.
Do you like to box cake and laugh?
I have had the honor of representing a part of Sonoma County and the town of Sonoma my entire time in both Congress and the state Senate.
Thank you.
And I love it. What's not to love? It reminds me of my hometown, St. Helena. There are a lot of similarities.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've worked with local electeds. I've worked with the business community, the agricultural community, and I'll always be here.
That's so nice. And very your
cool.
presence is very important because of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that need your help right now that are in that same place. So we thank you.
What's your take on this whole redistricting thing? It's kind of silly, isn't it?
Well, I'm a big proponent of the nonpartisan
Absolutely.
Commission.
Yep.
And it's worked well. It's worked well for a couple of cycles now. And I'm more than happy to see it continue. I'd like to see it in every state. And I've been a co-sponsor and co-author of federal legislation to require it in every state. That's the smart way to go, the best way to go. But what's happening now is California is responding to this president's direction to the governor of the state of Texas to basically steal five seats.
Oh,
and
I don't
think we can afford to unilaterally disarm. I think that California has to move forward and do our own mid-decade redistricting, as distasteful as that is, as confusing as it might be.
It is confusing.
But you can't just give five seats to this majority.
Everything
they can't win. If your big, beautiful bill is so big and beautiful, you don't have to redistrict in the middle of the decade in order to make sure you don't lose the majority.
It's desperation. It's silly. I think I said earlier, it's silly.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, that big, beautiful bill, all the cuts that are in that, the health care and the likes, they all come after the midterms. And I'm here to tell
you,
if you have a big, beautiful bill that's really popular, you don't make it go into effect after the election.
No.
You want to do it now.
Absolutely. So. Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank you
guys
very
much. That's really cool. Thank you so much. You
Mike
totally
Thompson.
Caught us off guard.
This is...
Thank you.
I think
Appreciate
that's
it.
The biggest guest we've had in quite a while
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. My heart's still beating out of my chest.
Good vibes at five. Mike's a great guy.
He is.
So happy he's
You know what?
Congress
to sit down with us, you and me, Jason, who are we? Come on.
You know.
You know, and you know what? That is the thing. That's what I want in a politician. It's boots on the ground, make eye contact with me, connect over wine and food, and talk to me about what I want to hear.
When I did morning show with Ken Brown, Mike was a regular guest. I think he might have been every week, at least once a month.
And
but
he's
I think
here
he was
a couple
every
times
week.
A week. That's dedication
Yeah, he
right
comes
there.
Back to the district every
Like, he doesn't just zoom
weekend.
In. No, he's here.
He's
right here.
Absolutely.
I feel so special. Well, I love KSBY.
No, Mike's a great guy,
we
too.
We do good things here. We get good people.
I wish he was more ambitious.
Our president.
He would make a fantastic president. Okay,
well, we said it here first.
I didn't want
I
to ask him while he was here. But
no, we didn't want to put too much into that.
And his his logic on gun control is absolutely fantastic as well. So, cool.
All right.
Ronnie Joe has got another guest for us.
It looks like Larry's here.
We're just a couple of minutes short of 6 o'clock.
Thursday. So wait.
Wish him a happy birthday now.
It's not
91.3 FM, KSBY Sonoma, live from the Farmer's Market. And Larry's here with us. Hey, Larry.
Larry, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on. You know, Larry is awesome. He is always here. He's got his reflective vest on. He's here helping you direct traffic.
He does traffic control.
He's keeping
your
kids safe crossing the road. What else do you do for us at the plaza here?
Native Sons.
Yeah. That's
Native
right.
Native Sons of the Golden West.
Golden West.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You do a lot
Excellent.
Of volunteering.
Yeah.
And didn't you
did
just...
Did I see you have a plate or something? What are you eating today?
Oh, you got a fried chicken sandwich?
Yeah. Nice.
Where's that from?
Picasso.
Picasso. Oh, that smells delicious. So you retired from Friedman's recently, huh?
Yeah.
You spent how many years working
13.
there? 13 years. you're awesome. You helped out with at the same time traffic, yeah. carts, and all that. Yeah. You know, Larry's always been super nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're like the sweetest dude ever. Yeah. And thank you always for being such a good presence.
Yeah.
So you have a birthday coming up.
Third day.
This coming Thursday.
Yeah. 2 days from today.
The plan. What you gonna do?
Don't know.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Just waiting on it. That's how I do it with my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't plan anything. I don't tell anyone. I just pretend it's a normal day, and, you know, we'll see what
Me
happens.
Me too,
yeah.
right? I'm not a birthday person.
I'm not a birthday person either.
If my mom and I didn't have the same birthday, I'd probably forget when mine is, honestly.
That makes it a little harder, huh?
It does.
Oh, how cute. Oh, so the Sonoma Springs. Looks like they gave Larry a birthday present of a hat and a T-shirt. Yeah. Looks like you need a new hat because that hat that you have on right now looks like it's pretty worn out.
Yeah.
You've been wearing that a long time at the farmer's markets.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
So what's your hope? Like, do you want to say how old you're going to be? Or
say 8.
68?
Yeah.
You're young. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Ah, you should get yourself like a little 4-pack of Sonoma Springs.
Yeah.
Get a pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's a game on.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, have fun.
And a slice of cake at Safeway.
Yeah. Or even make one on your own.
They have just slices
Make one on your own. Yeah, they do have slices of cake.
Yeah, I like.
I made a box cake the other day, and it came out really nice.
Yeah.
Ooh. Still eating it. It's been like 5 days.
Yeah. You didn't bring any cake to me?
Oh, you didn't want that cake.
Oh.
I'll make you another one, Jason.
Okay. And we have to do this. 91.3 FM, KSDY, Sonoma, 6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
That's all we had to do.
That's
Thanks
cute.
For coming by, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, then,
you have a good day. Have
good
fun
too.
Saving the people out
you
there.
Too.
Hey, thank you. We love you.
We love you, too.
Very cool. Got another song?
I do have another song. That's okay. Sometimes the headphones follow you.
The headphone cables, absolutely.
I got to go back to my Spotify because I was so starstruck by Senator
Congressman Thompson.
Sorry, Congressman Thompson. And I accidentally called him Mike. I'm like, so.
No, I call him Mike all the time.
Oh, thank God. I don't.
Yeah, when he was on, when I did morning show, we always called him Mike.
Whew, okay, I don't feel bad anymore. This is View From Above by It Can't Be Shakedown.
KSDY Sonoma. We'll be back.
Oh,